Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
We are rolling into the 7 o'clock hour at Montgomery Skywatch. Sees an accident we want to tell you about. It's on I-85 southbound at Perry Hill Road, so be careful if you're headed towards the downtown area. If you're on I-65, we don't have any delays at this time. The boulevard's moving along pretty well. It's pretty crowded, especially around I-85, so be careful there. If you're coming into town on the 31s, everything looks pretty good. There is a big crowd rolling out of Wetumpka, so be careful around the River Bridge and when you reach the boulevard. Mini-term B classes at Trenum State Community College start October 11th. Registration is September 9th to October 10th, Trenum State, the college for real careers. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Injured in a wreck? Don't be the only one without an attorney. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
For years, people have gotten acquainted with the best lunches and dinners, the most original recipes on the planet, at Baumhauer's. Did you know that they also serve breakfast? Downtown at 201 Union. Get a head start on your day. Get downtown a little bit early. Park for free in the RSA building at 201 Union. And go to the restaurant on the first floor and experience a Baumhauer's breakfast. Big stack of pancakes, Kaneka meats, Jimmy Dean sausage, biscuits, whatever you like for breakfast, they've got it. And you know how Baumhauer's is with portions. You'll walk out of there feeling very full. Juice, coffee, 38 screens to pick from to watch whatever you choose, news, sports. It's all there. Baumhauer's downtown. Try it for breakfast. Open at 7 o'clock Monday through Friday and for lunch till 2. And, of course, the Boulevard Baumhauer's for lunch and dinner. Go to Baumhauer's.com for more menu and hours information.
Angie.
Hi, Ben.
Well, come in, darling. I have a special evening planned for you.
You do? Ooh, I like your new chandelier.
Yeah, thanks. The technicians at Crosby Electric installed it for me. They had a lot of good suggestions, like these new outlets in the kitchen, so I can plug in my wine chiller and my new self-basting rotisserie oven. Do you like squab?
Mmm, do I?
And here's my new Crosby installed ceiling fan.
Beautiful.
And now, for the big moment, sit here on the sofa.
Okay.
I'll dim my new recessed lighting, specially installed by Crosby Electric.
Oh, my.
Click on my new electric fireplace logs, Crosby hardwire them to the panel, and ask you, Angie, will you be Mrs. Benjamin Farnbush?
Well?
Yes?
I've always wanted a self-basting rotisserie oven.
I'll take that as a yes.
Whether you're popping the question or making improvements to add value and livability to your home, call Crosby Electric for an estimate and lots of great suggestions. Visit CrosbyElectric.com or call 272-2085.
News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. The system that holds Selma's electronic and financial records was hacked last weekend. That is according to Selma Mayor Dario Melton. He believes the hack is related to recent investigations into the city's finances. He says he is bringing this matter to state and federal authorities. American Red Cross emergency response vehicles are staging in Montgomery ahead of the response to Hurricane Dorian. Around 80 vehicles are staged at Fraser United Methodist Church in Montgomery. Crews from across the country made their way to the capital city yesterday. And it's been 6 months since a deadly tornado hit the Beauregard community in Lee County. 23 people died in the storm. Right now, rebuilding efforts are still underway in many parts of the community. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Thank you. I just got the latest information from the National Hurricane Center on the 8 a.m. Eastern Time report on Dorian. Still Category 2. Still winds of 105 miles per hour. Still paralleling the coast of Florida with battering the coast with a lot of wind. And it's now located about 95 miles to the east-northeast of Daytona Beach. Moving off to the north-northwest at 8 miles per hour. So not a significant change from the last advisory at 5 a.m. And hurricane warnings continue for portions of the Florida coast. And then you get into a hurricane watch along part of the south, the Georgia coast, and then you get back into a hurricane warning from Savannah on northward to North Carolina. So that's the latest on Dorian. And we have two other names out there, Ferdinand and Gabriel. And there may be, by the end of this day, Umberto. There are five systems being tracked in the tropical Atlantic. And by the way, if you watch my morning video this morning, I hinted that there could be another major problem similar to a Dorian kind of track by around September 20th that could also go over the Bahamas. We'll see. Okay, sunny and hot for us today, high around 97 to 99, heat index 102 to 104, clear skies tonight, low 75, tomorrow and Friday, very hot, still dry, highs 96 to 98, and for the weekend, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, highs near 100 each day, and the rain chance is only about 10% at most, so it's get out the hose time. Right now this morning we have calm winds. I'm pulling up the new temperature from the airport. There it is magically appearing with northeast winds at 5 miles per hour. It's 73 degrees now at 7:08.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
So let me talk to you about MPB. It stands for, you know what it stands for?
Montgomery Paint and Body.
Exactly. And they've been in business now for, I've been going there, I've been telling you for a long time, I've been going there for over 30 years. But Greg tells me now they've been there for 35 years. I remember their old location off the Northeastern Bypass. Now they're off the Eastern Bypass on East Shirley Lane. So, you know, we've had various mishaps. You've heard of all of our car problems. You haven't heard all of mine, and you're not going to. But there's been a lot over the years. Not always my fault. As a matter of fact, most of them not my fault. Some idiot would run into me. Like, for instance, the car I have right now, when it was new in 2016, I'm sitting there at a light and on the Eastern Bypass, and all of a sudden, boom! You know, there's nothing you can do about that. But anyway, Montgomery Paint and Body is where I take my vehicles, and they always look beyond the damage that I can see. And I love to watch them work because I'm thinking, what are they looking at now? But when you get your car back, it's going to be not only repaired meticulously, it's also going to be detailed. And they work well with the insurance companies and always have because they've been straight shooters. And that's why they're still in business after 35 years. The phone number is easy. So when you're in a wreck, you can easily remember this phone number, 27-WRECK with a W, right? 27-WRECK with a W. Trust the people that we trust here at Blue Water. We support them. Not that we go wreck our car to support them, but, things happen. Montgomery Paint and Body are the folks that will fix your car as good as new and maybe better.
Okay.
Okay.
Casserole's done downstairs, by the way.
Good deal.
All finished. It's over.
It's mighty tasty.
Very good.
It's history.
I think this is the correct open. Let's find out together, shall we?
As a family.
Good news, ladies and gentlemen.
Good news is good.
I got
news.
It right.
And the good news.
I've got good news and good news.
Pretty good.
Pretty good in your morning.
Good news, there's a monkey jumping on houses in the neighborhood.
Let me tell you about the years that I hosted bingo in Mobile. I won't tell you all about it, but it's a pretty serious thing, folks, when they're bingo.
Yeah.
And that's what brings us to our good news story today.
Okay.
There's a retirement center in D.C. for veterans called the Armed Forces Retirement Home, and last year, disaster struck when their bingo machine broke.
Dun, dun, dun.
Now, bingo machines are very important for keeping the efficiency of the game going. Because, you know, it's the air and the ball pops up. And then
So it's one of those. They didn't have the old crank.
No. You don't want the old crank for high volume bingo games. People get antsy waiting for that next number to be called. Trust me. Anywho, so their bingo machine broke. Womp, womp, womp. And it also, it's to help you visualize at home, it's like a small billboard with big numbers that light up, so it's easy for folks to read. And not having it meant that a lot of folks couldn't play, and they couldn't afford a new one, so what were they to do? Enter a 16-year-old named Sarah.
Sarah.
She decided to raise money for a new machine. She started a GoFundMe page to raise $8,000. That's what it would cost for the whole setup. $6,000 for the new machine, plus $2,000 for the retirement home's community garden. How sweet is that? In the first 2 months, she managed to raise about $1,700. But last week, the Washington Post got a hold of the story. And now the donations are pouring in. At last check, it was up over $15,000. If you want to help, you can donate. You just search for Serving Those Who've Served on GoFundMe. And that's the good news, my friends.
Well, that's great.
Ain't that news? Ain't that good news?
That's what I got for y'all today.
All right, so what do we got coming up? We've got random facts.
Are you going to do random facts?
Yes, I have random facts here. Yes.
Welcome back.
Thanks for doing those while I was away.
Thanks for giving me stuff I couldn't pronounce on purpose.
I did one. I think one time that came across and I was like...
Oh, I think that's more than one time.
No, one time it came across and I thought, yeah, I'm going to give it to her because that looks really hard to pronounce.
And it was really hard to pronounce. And it also made me realize that I need my eyes checked again because I had to do the old people thing of making my screen bigger,
Control plus.
On the toolbar. Yeah.
So I sent three questions, examples, and they went, she says, I didn't get them.
We were trying to.
Oh, they went to Jay.
The pop quiz question yesterday.
They went to Jay on the plane.
And it got texted to Jay. Jay screenshot it, sent it to me.
Yeah, I was trying.
And then Rich sent it to me.
I was listening to the app while I was sitting in the airport. Because I was trying to...
You missed us.
No, not really. I was trying to...
Wow.
I was trying to time it right so that I could post the random facts on my Facebook page.
Oh, I see.
After you had done the pop quiz.
Ah, you were multitasking.
But I wanted to... Because otherwise, it was not going to get posted until much later in the day.
Uh-huh.
For the time difference and everything.
I thought you bought the package of on the plane, the Wi-Fi package on the plane.
Oh, that was ridiculous. No. The price on that was ridiculous. Yeah. So I was like, no.
No.
I don't need the internet that bad.
Okay.
For this flight.
I understand.
No need. So yeah, I didn't do that. But yeah, I was trying to listen in and see when I could post that, and that's when I got the text from... First off, that was also the day I saw Julie Chen on...
We had fun with that, too. You actually saw Julie Chen?
No. It was a picture of Connie Chung.
For those of you, it's an inside joke, folks. One morning, well, never mind. It's too embarrassing to even.
I'm sorry, I don't mean to.
It's too embarrassing to even repeat.
But like, if either one of their pictures were like not on that wall, because that wall in Seattle is apparently celebrating.
Famous Seattleians.
No, famous Asians.
Oh,
from
You know, one is over 70, and the other one is in her 30s.
But you can't tell the difference.
No, I just, their names were similar and I made a mistake.
It's fine.
You were one of my most favorite people in the whole world. It's
totally fine.
Oh.
But I was sitting there on that.
It was an awful moment.
One of those automatic sidewalk things, and I passed by and I was like, oh man, I should really get a picture of that. So I get all the way down to my gate and I get a notification from United saying, your gate's been changed.
Oh, I hate
and
that.
And I said, well, I'll be passing by that picture again. I might as well get a shot of it.
It was fate. It was meant to be. So the Lord sent you back by Julie Chen.
Well, the odd thing is that the United app, by the way, United Airlines, your app is a little bit wonky.
Oh.
Because it kept telling me all these different gates. And
oh man, I love the Delta app.
Well, I flew out on Delta, flew back on United.
I love the Delta app when it tells me that my on my watch that my my bag is on that plane.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. No, it was good. They gave me updates and everything else, but it was a little wonky telling me that gates had changed when actually it had not changed.
Yikes!
So it was a little strange. Anyway, we're going to take a break here. When we come back, I got random facts lined up.
Yay!
We're going to pop quiz for a gift certificate to Food Outlets.
Where's the pop pop sound?
I don't know. It's on here somewhere, but
that's live, folks.
It wasn't too far off.
We can do it that way too. It doesn't matter. We got plenty of ways to make our own sound effects. We'll be back.
We are rolling into the 7 o'clock hour at Montgomery Skywatch. Sees an accident we want to tell you about. It's on I-85 southbound at Perry Hill Road, so be careful if you're headed towards the downtown area. If you're on I-65, we don't have any delays at this time. The boulevard's moving along pretty well. It's pretty crowded, especially around I-85, so be careful there. If you're coming into town on the 31s, everything looks pretty good. There is a big crowd rolling out of Wetumpka, so be careful around the River Bridge and when you reach the boulevard. Mini-term B classes at Trenum State Community College start October 11th. Registration is September 9th to October 10th. Trenum State, the college for real careers. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Injured in a wreck? Don't be the only one without an attorney. Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made, but the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Hey, it's Greg. I've had a lot of fun over the years talking about some of the less brilliant decisions I've made in my life, but I make a good one now and then. And one of those I made about 6 years ago when I switched all my prescriptions to Adams Drugs. You know, there's been a lot of mergers, and some of these pharmacies, having combined vast patient pools, have now become so busy they can't offer you that personal level of service. We're talking about your health. You got a question about a prescription, you want to make sure you have pharmacists who have time to consult with you. At Adams Drugs, that's never going to be an issue. If you can hear me over the radio, there is one near you. If you want to be treated like your business is appreciated, to have that, what I call Mayberry-esque level of service, give them a try. It takes 2 minutes to get your insurance information into the system. You'll also experience people whose customer service standard is golden. They are truly awesome. And they'll work and fight for every dime to put back in your pocket when it comes to co-pays and so forth. They'll work hard for you. They have gift shops. They have all your over-the-counter needs at Adams Drugs. There's a wellness clinic at the location at Perry Hill Road that offers a variety of service. You can go to adamsdrugs.net to find out what they have. In fact, go to that same web address, adamsdrugs.net, to find the one nearest you and get ready for great service. Adams Drugs.
In your line of work, every day is different. Sometimes you need big. Sometimes you need small. But every time you need the best. Well, good news. Thompson Tractor has everything you need. It's your go-to source for a complete range of the absolute best equipment. To purchase or to rent. From legendary Cat dozers and wheel loaders to mini excavators, skid steers, and more. Thompson Tractor has it all. You've already invested in your business. Invest in the best equipment, too. Increase your profits and reduce your downtime with Thompson Tractor and Caterpillar. The partnership that's been setting the standard in value, selection, service, and support since 1957. Just like you, we have what it takes. For specials and financing options, visit ThompsonCat.com or contact your local sales representative.
Today's show is brought to you by Wednesday. It kind of feels like Tuesday because yesterday was Tuesday, but it felt like Monday after having 3 days off. But it's really Wednesday, and you still haven't replied to all 5,000 emails from Labor Day weekend. So have fun getting back into the rhythm of work and maybe chew some clock by making plans for the next three-day weekend.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
And now a star is born. On September 4th, 1981, the world welcomed little baby Beyoncé.
Congratulations, Mom. Now, say her name, say her name.
Oh, my little Beyoncé. You're irreplaceable.
Beyoncé, a star is born.
And now, it's time for...
11.
Random facts.
Wow. Did you write that?
I did.
Good job.
I'm proud of myself.
You should be.
No. Did you know?
Stuff.
Yeah, lots of stuff. Fox Network.
Like Fox News?
No, Fox Network. Not Fox News, but Fox Network.
So The Simpsons?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. Fox Network refused to pick up the South Park series.
Oh.
They looked it over and they said, you know, that one character, well, you call him Mr. Hankey.
Yeah.
Mr. Hankey, yeah. That one character would stain our network.
Oh!
Yeah, I know, right?
And I'm thinking of the episode with the S word how many times?
Oh, gosh. The series was then brought to Comedy Central, and it became the highest rated show that made that network one of the fastest growing U.S. cable channels the time.
Sure. And now they're using that S word.
Right. Oh, man. I didn't realize this, but if Fox had taken South Park, South Park would now be owned by Disney.
There's a great episode with the Jonas ironic. Brothers and Mickey Mouse on South Park.
Wow. I didn't even think about that.
Do you know which one I'm talking about?
Probably.
It's
God.
So good.
There's been a lot of episodes of South Park that I've watched over the years. So you telling me all of those probably does exist, and I probably have seen it. Did you know that researchers played, I don't get this, but okay. I don't know. You go to school, you get a PhD, right? And then it's like, what are you going to do with your skills? Okay. Well, this is what these people decided to do. Researchers played nonstop loops of Led Zeppelin, A Tribe Called Quest, and Mozart to Cheese Wheels. They played this to Cheese Wheels to find out how sound waves impacted flavor.
Led Zeppelin, what?
A Tribe Called Quest.
A Tribe Called Quest. And?
Mozart.
And does he have a new album out? Is it
Best of remastered?
It's acoustic. It's Unplugged series.
Unplugged.
Cheese wheels, by the way, that were exposed to hip hop music had the strongest flavor.
Of course, of course, of course they did.
So that's the first question. So I finally got my PhD in a scientific field. Now I can put my skills to use for some meaningful research that will broaden the horizons of humanity and ensure a brighter future for all. Several joints later, I wonder what music cheese likes.
Oh, my. Welcome
cheese.
Back, Jay.
Thank you. Cheese by Beats by Dre.
That is good.
Did you know during this is not funny. During the Irish potato famine.
Oh boy.
Those are my people.
Hilarious.
Yeah, I know, I'm sorry. I'm still hung up on the cheese wheel.
Stop laughing. Those are my people, Jay.
The poor were hired for useless construction projects. They were called famine follies.
Mm-hmm.
This was in order to provide them with work that would not take existing work away from other workers. These included roads that were built in the middle of nowhere that connected two seemingly random points.
Right.
Just so that people could...
Have a job.
Have a job. That was it.
It's similar to what they did with the CCC in during the Depression.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Did you know monarch butterflies generally live for a couple of weeks? That is until the fourth generation that will live for 6 to 8 months in order to migrate south.
Oh.
Wow.
Yeah.
I can just see one of them talking. What are you, fourth generation? Oh!
You got a long life ahead of you.
I'm here for 2 weeks and you're here for 8 months.
I'll only know half the thing. No, what is it?
My dad says I've already forgotten half of all that you will ever know. What is it?
I don't know.
You know what I'm talking about, though?
You forgot?
No. Dad's like, I've already I know more. But I've already forgotten more than you'll ever know or something.
It's ironic you forgot that, though.
You'll get a text in a minute.
No, I don't know.
No, you forgot?
What is it?
I don't know.
I've already forgotten.
You've thrown it out there. We're probably going to get phone calls now. Get ready for that. Did you know sea urchins are called sea urchins?
Because South Park episode about sea monkeys.
They're poor?
No, because hedgehogs were called urchins. until about the 15th century. Therefore, sea urchins are ocean hedgehogs. That's where they got the name. Because hedgehogs were called urchins. And
what
so,
the crap? It was a Skeeter Davis song.
What?
I forgot more than you'll ever know. Anyway, go ahead. I'll talk to my dad later.
Okay. Did you know that there is an airport in Italy that will let you bring 500 gallons of liquid on a plane?
How does that work?
So long as it is pesto.
Pesto?
It has to be pesto.
That's a lot of pesto.
It is.
500 gallons. Think about how many containers that is.
It's a lot. It just has to be pesto.
I understand.
So, yeah. Did you know guns can be fired in space?
Space
guns.
Jay's back and we have a space fact.
Of course. Gunpowder contains its own oxidizer, which allows guns to work even in the vacuum of space.
Space.
Not very well, but they do work in space.
I want gun control in the space now. I'm kidding.
Well, you know, space crime happens.
That's right.
Who are they going to call?
Space stoppers? I don't know. Did you know in 2008, Prince Charles paid a nearly 400-year-old debt of 453 euro monies?
Not freedom units?
Euro. No. It was a debt that was made by King Charles II, who did not have enough money for the clothes of his soldiers before the last battle of the British Civil War. And so 400 years later, he paid it off. Obviously without interest.
Obviously.
Yeah, no interest there. Did you know when Frank Lloyd Wright's Midway Gardens was demolished in 1929, it was so solidly constructed that it sent the wrecking company into bankruptcy?
Oh.
Apparently, you couldn't even take down a little art garden.
Little art garden.
Did you know the first iPhone was not made by Apple?
Yeah. We talked about this. You talked about this. Somebody talked about this.
Is it in Brazil?
No. The first device named iPhone.
Yeah.
Was made by Cisco.
Huh.
Cisco, like thong song Cisco, or Cisco, like the food service folks?
By the communications folks.
Oh, yeah, the third Cisco.
CISCO. Not CYSCO or...
SYSCO.
Whatever the other one is.
Why is everything Cisco?
Well, this is Cisco. I'm pretty sure it's not...
Why is my voice so annoying?
I'm sure it's not Kisco. It's probably Cisco. Anyway, Apple announced their product... the first device, Cisco had a product called the iPhone. Apple then announced their product, called iPhone, 22 days later. Not very long in between. Cisco then sued for trademark infringement, eventually settled out of court, and both companies were allowed to use the name. However, you probably never heard of Cisco's iPhone.
It's, okay.
It's like Apple tried to change the name of Apple Records, you know, try to buy them out, and they just wouldn't do it. They wouldn't do it. So there's an Apple, so there's Apple Records, and there's Apple.
Right. Yeah. And finally, did you know that in ice cream, if natural vanilla extract is used, then the product can be called vanilla ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
If vanillin from natural vanilla is used.
I'm sorry, what? If the villain from vanilla?
Vanillin.
The vanilla villain.
No, it's not the vanilla villain. We're not at McDonald's. It's not.
The machine's down.
It's not the Hamburglar and the vanilla villain. Grimace is on the case. If vanillin from natural vanilla is used, then the product can be called vanilla-flavored ice cream.
Damn.
So there's a difference.
Vanilla villain.
That's all she's going to think about.
All I got from that is vanilla villain.
Those are all of your random facts, so thank you very much.
Good job, Jay.
We got to caucus.
Get ready to go, 272-9228 for the pop quiz question once the fellas ask it.
It was hard to think of anything, but I've got three possibles.
You do, and I'm going to throw them out here, so let's see what we can...
I'm ready. I'm standing by.
That last one is possible, but I don't know.
Vanilla?
I like this one. I like this one.
Okay.
All
right.
Where
is the airport where you can carry 500 gallons of pesto on a plane?
Ooh.
Where is that airport?
Mm.
That.
Okay.
That is your pop quiz question.
And if you're correct, what do you win?
You win a $10 gift certificate to Food Outlets, one of the three locations. Or you know what? Maybe you can go to any location and just like, I've got, you know, $5 left on this one, and go to a different location if you want to. Doesn't matter. Either way, you're getting the same great deals at all locations. It's cost plus 10%. That is it.
Oh, the phone's ringing.
So Emily's going to get your going to get the calls lined up. We're going to come back with answers in just a moment.
Rolling through the middle of the 7 o'clock hour, and Montgomery Skywatch is looking around the river region. We still see the police working the accident on Madison Avenue at Union Street. It looks like it's involving a couple of vehicles and a building, so be careful in that area. If you're on I-85, the traffic's moving along just fine. I-65 has our normal slowdown around the river bridges, so be careful as you approach the downtown area. MPD is still working the accident at the Boulevard and I-85, so be careful there. And remember, school zones are in effect. Watch your speed. It's 15 miles an hour in a school zone. Reinhardt, you Used Car Supercenter, like the Huntington Hawks, has a winning tradition. All Hawks fans and family receive a $750 discount, plus the first oil filter service is free. Reinhardt Toyota Used Car Supercenter. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Injured in a wreck? Don't be the only one without an attorney. Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
All right, let's go to the phones and see if we can get an answer for our pop quiz question. I don't have everything. Here we go. Now I've got everything ready to go.
Get it together, Jay.
Ouch. All right, what line are we going to first?
Ouch.
Here we go.
Hey.
Jay getting it together here on News Talk 93.1 FM. Master Thespian is on the line.
Well, hello, everyone, and a great big good morning to you.
Okay, Pasta.
Good morning.
I believe the answer to the question is, if I'm remembering correctly, Italy.
That is correct.
Correct.
Yay!
You got it right.
That's salata pesto. And
that is.
Pesto, that's the tomato sauce, right?
No, the pesto's the green, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. The pesto's green, the green stuff. Yeah.
Oh.
That's why, like, you don't need a whole lot of pesto.
Yeah, but 500 gallons?
That's why I'm kind of taken aback by it.
That's the Costco size.
Yeah, like, how do you get that on board? And you know,
yeah, right.
It's a carry-on.
It's like
carry-on, yeah. You have, like, little, you know, baggies all over your pockets and everything, right. And, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here it is. But now an Italian airport has decided to waive the maximum limit as long as the liquid is pesto. More than 500 jars have made it through since they launched the Pesto is Good scheme on June the 1st. This is back in 2017.
Wow.
The cost, a donation to Flying Angels, which flies sick children abroad for treatments.
Oh, that's a good cause.
Oh,
good
okay.
Pesto, a popular pasta sauce made with basil, cheese, and pine nuts, is a local specialty in Genoa.
Did you know that?
Did you know
that? That's a good one.
Good.
That gets a slice of cheese right there. And a bottle of pesto.
Oh, man. So, yeah, they've done hundreds of jars. They pay a small little donation, which goes to that Flying Angels program, which is fantastic. They said that people are doing this, and they're donating a lot more than what is required to make that happen. So,
yeah, that's pretty cool.
I didn't realize it was sort of a charity thing. So that's fantastic. Well,
yeah.
Master Thespian, congratulations. You've got a $10 gift certificate to the food outlet of your choice.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
we appreciate you.
Hang on just a second.
Yeah, we got to get your info. Hang on. All right. What else do we have here? Let's go with Keith from Santuck. Hey, Keith.
Hey, maybe we can start the same thing in Montgomery with barbecue sauce.
That's not a bad idea.
I'm good.
Oh, my gosh.
I think it's a great idea.
That is not a bad idea at all.
I love that white Alabama barbecue sauce. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my goodness.
It is so good.
Yep. Well, Keith, thank you for calling. Go ahead.
You have a great day.
You too, man. Thanks.
Take care.
And then we got James B. here calling about the pesto. Hey, James.
Hey, guys. Pesto's made with basil, pine nuts, and olive oil and garlic.
Yep.
It wasn't a red sauce. And another thing, okay, a pint is a pound, correct?
I think
that's,
so.
That's just a gimme. That's a liquid. You're talking about 4,000 pounds of pesto?
I guess so. Maybe, I mean, now, actually, you know what? Maybe that's the max. Like, everybody can bring jars of pesto, but once they hit 500 between everybody who's brought some in, I guess.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah. Then maybe.
Okay, so one person can't bring a pallet of pesto in.
Right, that's what I'm thinking. Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I appreciate it, guys.
All right.
Thank you.
Take care.
That'd be a little weird, wouldn't it?
Yeah. I got it. Got this pallet of pesto.
Got a pallet of pesto.
I see you got one carry-on, and what is that over there?
That's just the baby in the stroller. Yeah, exactly. All right, when we come back, I don't know what we've got planned. We'll figure it out during the break and surprise everybody.
You listen to politicians. You talk to your neighbors. What's the one thing everybody worries about? Crime. Here's how you do something about it. You pick up the phone and you call Mark and Vicky at Applied Security, a great local business that's been protecting our building here for the Blue Water Broadcasting Company for 15 years. 279-8338. In fact, they can take over your existing monitoring starting at $29 a month. They can also equip your home or business with technologies that will protect you from fire or people trying to get in. These folks really know their stuff, and it's a great local business. Applied Security. Call Mark or Vicky at 279-8338 and start leading a safer life and a more secure life here in the River Region with Applied Security.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
This is Frank Bertarelli. We'd like to take time out to thank Blue Water Broadcasting for their years of help in growing our business. Over 25 years with Zap Pest Control and still growing thanks to Blue Water Broadcasting.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Network. I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. American Red Cross emergency response vehicles are staging in Montgomery ahead of the response to Hurricane Dorian. Around 80 vehicles are staged at Fraser United Methodist Church in Montgomery. Crews from across the country made their way to the capital city yesterday. The system that holds Selma's electronic and financial records was hacked last weekend. That is according to Selma Mayor Dario Melton. He believes the hack is related to recent investigations into the city's finances. He says he is bringing the matter to state and federal authorities. And it has been 6 months since a deadly tornado hit the Beauregard community in Lee County. 23 people died in the storm. Right now, rebuilding efforts are still underway in many parts of the community. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, the best quality building materials in the River Region for decades. From common builds to special orders and local delivery. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Just talking to some of my family who had to evacuate the east coast of Florida. They're in the St. Augustine area, but they went inland to Gainesville. St. Augustine's been gusting to 52 this morning. I see Daytona Beach has been gusting to 70, and the storm surge is coming up, and that's always a problem. They live 8 feet above sea level, so when you live 8 feet above sea level, you watch storm surge very, very carefully. So we've got Dorian now, a Category 2 hurricane still with 105 mile an hour winds, located about 95 miles east-northeast of Daytona Beach, moving north-northwest at 8. And it looks like it's going to have an even closer encounter with the area from, let's say, north of Savannah in through South Carolina into North Carolina over, not today, but more like tomorrow. And tomorrow and Friday will be the encounter with the Carolinas. Sunny and hot for us today. No effect from the hurricane whatsoever here, and except an indirect effect because of all the air rising near the hurricane. It has to sink somewhere. Sinking air heats the air and also means there's no storms. So sunny and hot with a high around 97 to 99. Clear tonight, overnight low 75. Tomorrow and Friday, very hot, still dry, 96 to 98 for the high. Over the weekend, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, near 100. And I'm not talking about the heat index. I'm talking about the temperature near 100. Sunshine, rain chance 10%. So here we are in football season. We're still talking about 100-degree temperatures. And I don't see any end to this hot, dry pattern for a while. Right now this morning, northeast winds at 5 miles per hour. Clear skies, it's 73, 743.
You trust us at ASE Credit Union, which is why we want to thank you for voting us the best credit union in Central Alabama's Reader's Choice Awards. We've been providing awesome products and personal service for our members for over 60 years. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender, federally insured by the NCUA.
Yeah, I haven't even bothered to look at the question.
Oh,
the conundrum?
We didn't even look at the conundrum. Or I didn't. I don't know if you guys did.
I don't know if they're strong enough. What do you think?
I don't know.
No, and then they got the second one, which is on the other page.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not sure.
I'm not happy with either of them either.
With these questions.
Well, what are we going to do? Should I Google something?
Do we have any left over, or did we already use those all up?
I think you used them. You were in the drawer earlier. We didn't use them last week, but...
I need to go back through the drawer because I may still have that.
All right, so we'll put that up. But we could potentially have two winners today, or a winner today and two winners tomorrow. I mean, we could potentially do that. We could do that.
It's getting wild here.
There's just so much potential.
Because on account of, you want to know why?
It could potentially happen.
Because we didn't give away a Seafood Bistro card
yesterday. So we have an extra one to give away.
How exciting is that?
It's pretty exciting when you come right down to it.
A 76-year-old Connecticut man. Connecticut.
I didn't know we were pronouncing all the letters in Connecticut.
He is walking from Yankee Stadium to Fenway Park.
But why?
In an effort to promote peace.
Oh, good luck.
And not just between the two fan bases. He says he's asking people along the way to pray for peace on earth, handing out cards showing six soldiers praying. He began his trek after a Red Sox-Yankees game on August 4th. Plans to arrive in Boston in time for the game between the two on Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
He has a friend who picks him up each night and takes him to a hotel, then drives him back to where he left off in the morning to continue his journey. He remains above the rivalry between the Yankees and the Red Sox, noting that he is a fan of a now non-existent baseball team. Saddest day of my life was when the Dodgers left Brooklyn, he says. So, yeah.
Okay, so we have a lot of kids listening now on their way to work at 7:45 in with mom and dad in the car.
Okay, a lot of kids on their way to work.
Child labor laws are really relaxed.
I'm on the way to school, okay, which is a lot like work. All right, listen, kids, this is why you should eat your vegetables. Listen carefully. There's a teenager in the UK who hated vegetables. Are you with me so far?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he went for years with just eating fries, chips, and other junk food, and now he's partially blind. because of a lack of nutrients, it damaged his optic nerves.
I was told many times that I was going to go blind, but
not that way. And it is kids'
because I sat too close to the TV.
Of course it
Why
is.
Why are you looking at
of
me like that?
Of course it is. Of course it is. So this 17-year-old has suffered permanent vision loss after several years of only eating junk food. So kids, when mom and dad say, eat your vegetables, and they did it in my house, and I had no problem with vegetables. I don't know. Some kids do. Some kids don't. But eat your vegetables because you could go blind. And tomorrow Uncle Jay will tell you how else you
can go blind.
No, what I used to do, so Saturday mornings, I would get up and I would sit in front of the TV. First off, Saturday morning, there was no remote for the television.
Oh, sure.
So there was a box on top that I had to switch.
Yeah. You know?
So I'd sit all cross-legged in front of the TV.
Mm-hmm.
Parents were still asleep. Right. So I had to keep the volume low, so I had to sit real close so I could hear it, and then I would just change between the channels watching my Saturday morning's cartoons.
Yeah.
And that's why they said, you're going to go blind sitting that close to the TV.
I see.
I don't know if we have time to do this right now.
Mm-hmm.
We don't.
Well, how convenient.
But we do have time.
Here's another Emily segment on News Talk 93.1.
Hi, hello. It's me, Emily, here to tell you about... Oh, no, you got it wrong. I'm here to tell you about Eddie Bader of the Goodson Group.
What?
Because I only tell you about two things, now I tell you about three.
She's the Emily VP.
Oh, bless it. Eddie Bader, the real MVP here with helping folks get their homes sold. He listed one on the 31st,
mm-hmm.
and it was... under contract within 48 hours. Sucker is sold. So if you're looking to buy or sell and you want someone to work super hard for you, I mean, eating, sleeping, breathing, real estate, you want to get in touch with Eddie Bader. Focused, committed to helping you through the entire process. He doesn't just talk to you once and then you've got to hunt him down and call him back and call him back and call him back till you hear from him. You have a great dialogue with Eddie, and he's dedicated to helping folks get in their home no matter what their budget. So give him a call. He can help you out. 334-322-0662. 322-0662. Eddie Bader. It's better with Bader.
Okay.
At 11 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock.
As we move on through the morning traffic, Montgomery Skywatch is looking around, and there's an accident to tell you about. We have one on the boulevard. It is right at I-85, and it's slowing traffic down in that area. If you're on the interstate, I-85 is moving along pretty well with a little slowdown between Chantilly Parkway and Taylor Road. If you're on I-65, you know what's happening there. There's always a slowdown this time of the morning between Cobbs Ford Road and the downtown area, so be careful there. And the 31s are moving along pretty well. The crowd coming out of Wetumpka is thick around the River Bridge and when you get down around the boulevard, and keep in mind, the school zones are still in effect. Watch your speed limit. Invisible Fence has both indoor and outdoor systems. They keep your pets safe at home and away from certain areas inside your home. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Injured in a wreck? Don't be the only one without an attorney. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
It's Greg. I do my weekly grocery shop at the food outlet on Coliseum Boulevard every Sunday morning, like clockwork. But every once in a while, I may forget something, so I'll run into one of the big chain stores to get it. And again, I see example after example of how they're charging retail prices for food you can buy, cost plus 10% at any of the three food outlet locations. When I make BLTs, and you can find a picture of that sandwich on my Facebook page, for the gang here, I pay about $4 a pound less for high-quality thick bacon. Let's start with that. What I needed to run to the store for, though, was a loaf of Pepperidge Farm sourdough bread. I bought it at $3.92. Now, every time I go to Food Outlet, that same loaf of bread, fresh, is $3.04. And when you pay attention to what you pay at the big chains and then compare to what you're paying every day at Food Outlet, cost plus 10, you realize I can save some serious money. And I don't even need to clip a coupon to do it. Food Outlet has three locations you'll save in the Dairy,
You'll save in the meat. Oh, man, their meat prices are incredible. Chicken, beef, pork, you name it. Great steaks, too, with a butcher to cut them to the thickness you desire. Bread, all of it, you're going to save. And I would estimate, as I begin my sixth year as a food outlet shopper, oh, somewhere around $5,000. And I think that's kind of an underestimate. Try Food Outlet on Highway 14 in Millbrook, Food Outlet on Main Street, just west of 31 in Prattville. And I'll see you Sunday morning at Coliseum Boulevard in Montgomery next to Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Food Outlet.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Football is in our DNA. Score $500 off a comfort system installation. See this and other great offers at calldixie.com.
License number 15033.
Visit beautiful Jasmine Hill Gardens, located in Wetumpka. Purchase your annual pass to experience year-round beauty and events. The 200th family annual pass purchaser receives a four-person adventure with Coosa River Adventures and a George's River Market and Butchery gift basket. Visit jasminehill.org for details.
Look at your phone, tablet, or computer. What's going on in there? Hard to say, but one thing's for sure. These things bring you things. Things like news, sports, interspecies animal friendships, or, you know, whatever you're into. But to get that stuff, you'll need an internet connection. One that's really fast with no data caps. One that's just $24.99 per month. Super fast internet from WOW. A company you'll love. Sign up today at WOWWay.com. Offer for new customers for 12 months with a 2-year agreement and auto pay. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change. Restrictions apply.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the new player promise. And they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit WinCreek.com for complete rules.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
All right.
All right.
That came a little quicker than I thought.
I wanted to talk to you guys about something.
I wanted to talk
to you guys about how Rolling Stone has a list of the worst original names of famous bands. So don't look at it. I hope it's not in front of you.
It's not in front of me right now.
Okay, because I want to throw this out to y'all as well as the listeners. I'm going to give you the early name of a band.
Is one Dimebag?
No. I'm going to give you the early name of a band and see if you can tell me
Pennyfront.
Who it is. Are you ready?
Pennyfront. That was that clown in It, wasn't it? No, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
All right. Are you ready?
Pennyfront.
I'm ready, yes.
The Gollywogs.
The Gollywogs? Beatles. I don't know. Gollywogs, who did they become?
They became Creedence Clearwater Revival.
Get out of here.
I'm so serious.
No, I mean, get out of here.
He's loaded today.
He is ready to go. The Salty Peppers.
The Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Get out of here.
Oh, yeah.
Whoa.
Wicked Lester.
Jeez.
I don't know.
Kiss.
You should totally do the one for the Red Hot Chili Peppers, though.
Did you look at the list?
I have it right here. But I haven't. I just glanced at it and I saw.
I told you not to look at the list.
Yeah, well, Chili Peppers is awesome.
You're rude. So we could do this all day long, but just to fill you in on some of the band names.
Okay.
What? Tony Flo and their miraculously majestic Masters of Mayhem.
Oh, you're kidding. Who is that?
Finally settled upon the name the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Oh, okay.
Could you imagine having to say that name after...
With as much as we play them on the gum?
Right?
Or wondering what they were smoking when they came up with it.
Lord. Yeah. Soft White Underbelly became Blue Oyster Cult.
All right. Oyster Cult, kind of cool.
The Young Aborigines became the Beastie Boys.
Really?
The Band-Aid Boys became Bone Thugs and Harmony. Mr. Crow's Garden, the Black Crows, that's not too far off.
Middle-aged kids on the block became new kids.
Finger 11 has a great name.
No, why are you... Stop. Don't say that.
You don't have to do it, but I like Finger 11.
On a Friday became Radiohead. Of course, a lot of people know that Smile became Queen. Atomic Mass was the early name for Def Leppard.
Atomic Mass?
Yep. Yeah, it's just some interesting stuff. Tom and Jerry, final name, Simon and Garfunkel.
Huh.
How fun is that? That's fun.
That's fun.
That's fun.
It's fun. It's fun.
Let's get another look at traffic before we hit the top of the hour.
As we move on through the morning traffic, Montgomery Skywatch is looking around, and there's an accident to tell you about. We have one on the boulevard. It is right at I-85, and it's slowing traffic down in that area. If you're on the interstate, I-85 is moving along pretty well with a little slowdown between Chantilly Parkway and Taylor Road. If you're on I-65, you know what's happening there. There's always a slowdown this time of the morning between Cobbs Ford Road and the downtown area, so be careful there. And the 31s are moving along pretty well. The crowd coming out of Wetumpka is thick around the River Bridge, and when you get down around the boulevard, and keep in mind, school zones are still in effect. Watch your speed limit. Invisible Fence has both indoor and outdoor systems. They keep your pet safe at home and away from certain areas inside your home. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Injured in a wreck? Don't be the only one without an attorney. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
I'm not only proud to have Lewis Lawn as a long-term sponsor on my radio shows here in Montgomery, proud to call them friends. It's impossible not to be friends with the Lewises. Their name is on the business. They're there, and they are among the nicest people I've met in my 13 years here in Montgomery. In the store, they have a great product line. All the big brand names in outdoor maintenance. Echo, Exmark, Toro, Shindawa, all the steel products. Most importantly, when you buy something from Lewis Lawn, you can bring it back there for repair or service. So your purchase means something. That warranty card is something you can redeem right at the place you bought it. This is why the professionals choose Lewis Lawn and why I hope you will too. A great local business and real good citizens in our community. Lewis Lawn, 1135 Northeastern Bypass. They're open Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., excepting holidays. And you can reach them at 244-9191.
If you want to save $1,000 on a new 15-SEER heating and AC unit,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
You'll always get honest advice and services to choose from to best fit your budget. If you want free service calls by getting on Chad's maintenance plan,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Chad's AC Direct can finance repairs and system replacements at 0% interest with approved credit. Chad's AC Direct will save you money. Call 264-6464. And like the girls say,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Alabama license number 922-244.
Oh, and we're back then.
Oh, how about that?
Hey, yeah, I know. It just kind of comes out of nowhere sometimes. Just boom, boom, right there. There it is. Yeah, we got a few minutes here before we get the top of the hour.
You know what road that is?
I do not know what road that is.
I-10.
Oh, okay.
It's Greg.
He took the scenic route.
Did we decide on a conundrum?
We never did, no.
We need to take the time to figure it out.
We never did decide on a conundrum because we weren't really happy with the conundrums that were there. But during this next break here, I'm going to go over to the drawer of things.
The drawer of things?
The drawer of things.
The answer will be in one of the drawers?
Let's see if I can find something there. What is this? The five things you shouldn't say in a job interview. Well, I could probably come up with a lot more than five.
Oh, man.
But here you go. Number five.
Number five.
Nope, I don't have any questions. Asking questions shows that you did your research before the interview. You should always try to have at least one thoughtful question for them, or more than one if you could. Number four. Never say this in a job interview. I've actually never done this type of job before.